Instant Messages, Reflections on a Hymn, by Elizabeth Zippy. I attended the General Young Women broadcast in 2005 with my three sisters and our mom. Our family is from the Chicago area, and it was the first time we had been inside the conference center. I was amazed at how many young women were there together. I was used to watching the broadcast in a dark stake center with a few other young women and leaders. This time, participating in the meeting, it felt different. When we sang the closing hymn, As Zion's Youth in Latter Days, hymns number 256, I was overwhelmed by the sheer number of young women singing with me. These were young women who had committed to make right choices, hold the same high standards, and continue through life in faith. The words of the second verse especially struck me. The truths and values we embrace are mocked on every hand. Immediately I thought of my high school experience. I saw peers, coaches, and teachers snickering, giggling, and even laughing and making fun of the way I live my life, specifically the choices I made to attend early morning seminary, to behave and dress in a modest way, and not to play soccer on Sundays. Sometimes I felt like there was no light at the end of the tunnel, as if that stage of my life would continue indefinitely. But I realize Heavenly Father gave me those experiences because He loves me, and that is enough. He knows what is best for me, and though I look back on my high school years with very few fond memories, I know it was when I built my own testimony. I learned to pray about anything and everything and to trust in my Savior. I decided for myself that the Lord and His church are worth anything I have to sacrifice in order to stand up and be counted as a disciple of Christ. Befriending Our Church Leaders, by Ashley Bliss. It wasn't long ago that Lem Galuka became our new bishop. I had never met him before, so I had no strong feelings about his being called. He was a smart-looking man and a convert from Africa. He started performing his duties the very day we sustained him. He'd come to our lessons in young women and hold youth activities at his house. The first time he did this, most of the youth were still in the getting-to-know-you stage. One of us asked what his favorite animal was. He replied, "The rooster." "The rooster?" I was surprised at such an odd response, and the others seemed to share this reaction. Then he broke into an imitation of a rooster's strut. By this time, we were in hysterics. It was then that I realized how much his calling had really affected me. I grew to love this man, my bishop, who could make us laugh and who was always there when we needed him. It made me think of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and how getting to know Him, as a convert myself, made a big difference in my life. Bishop Galuka is the most Christ-like person I know. As members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we gain testimonies by drawing closer to God and His Son. Likewise, by befriending our church leaders, we can receive guidance. I learned that lesson through one of my most reliable friends, the bishop.
No Basketball on Sundays by Brad Green. I eagerly glanced down at the basketball summer league schedule and saw to my dismay that 8 of the 12 games were on Sunday. What was I going to do? I don't play on Sunday. I looked across the room at my talented teammate. I had worked so hard to win the starting forward position, and if I didn't play, I was going to lose the job to him. But I had decided a long time ago to never play on Sunday, and that wasn't about to change now. The coach finished up his speech by saying, "Congratulations on making the team. The first practice is tomorrow at 5. See you then." The team slowly filed out the door as I sat nervously in my seat. I knew my course of action, but that wasn't going to make this any easier. I hesitantly walked up to the front of the room and said, "Hey, coach, I have a little problem." "What's that, Brad?" he asked. "Well, I was looking at the schedule, and I saw that there were 8 games on Sunday. I won't be able to play in those games," I said with a shaky voice. "How come?" he asked with a surprised look on his face. It's a religious thing. I believe in keeping the Sabbath day holy, and part of that is not playing sports on Sunday. I responded feeling a little awkward with the situation. Okay, well listen, I would still love to have you for the other games. That is, if you still want to play, he said with a smile. I would love to, I said, and we shook hands as if to seal the agreement. I turned and walked out the door, feeling less awkward and more satisfied. True, I wasn't going to play for most of the league games, and I might lose my starting position, but I felt good all the same. If I hadn't made the decision early that I was never going to play on Sunday, I might have chosen differently. But I knew I would be blessed for keeping the Lord's commandments. I confidently walked away from that room, knowing that everything was going to be all right.
A Close Call by Anna Wagner. 2 weeks after I got my driver's license, my parents let me take the car for the whole day. I was ecstatic. I couldn't wait to go driving around town. That morning in my prayers, I had a strong feeling to pray for safety and that the Holy Spirit would guide and direct me. I hopped into the car and headed to town to do some shopping with my sister. I was surprised at how comfortable I felt driving, but I was uneasy. I had a feeling that at some time during the day, some sort of obstacle would be in the road and I would have to stop suddenly. I wondered if I was just nervous because it was my first time driving alone. I decided to drive slower than usual. I drove all day without incident, but still had that feeling. When we headed home, it was dark out, and we had a 45-minute drive home in the country. I decided to drive about 5 to 10 miles under the speed limit. Just as I came around a bend, I saw a deer standing in the middle of the road. I had to quickly slam on my brakes to stop. I stopped a couple of feet in front of the deer, which just walked off, leaving us with our hearts pounding. I couldn't believe how close it was. I know if I had not been warned by the Holy Ghost and had been going faster, I would have hit that deer. I am so grateful to have the Holy Ghost guiding and protecting me.
Just One Sip by Dan Barker. While in high school in Alberta, Canada, I went to watch our junior and senior football teams play back-to-back games in the city playoffs. The games were in late October, and it was very cold. I had applied a number of thick layers of clothes, but I became very cold into the second game. I was so cold that I was shivering. The people behind me noticed I was cold and offered a hot drink of coffee from their thermos. I was tempted as I saw the steam coming off the thermos and thought how good it would feel to warm my insides. It would only be one drink, and no one would know. Then I thought of my parents and teachers, who had steered me straight and trained me to prepare for the situation. I could remember the lessons in family home evening, Sunday school, priesthood meetings, and seminary that taught me how freedom is gained by obeying our Father's commandments. As the cup was being poured, I remembered previous mistakes and the result of those mistakes on my life. I resolved to do the right thing. I thanked them for their offer, but refused the coffee. As I walked home after the games, my heart felt light. I now understood better than ever the freedom gained from obedience to the commandments and by what my parents, teachers, and the general authorities were trying so hard to teach me. Note: Instant Messages features personal experiences, insights into favorite hymns and scriptures, and other uplifting thoughts. If you have a personal experience that has strengthened your testimony and you'd like us to consider it for Instant Messages, please email it to newera@ldschurch.org or send it to New Era Instant Messages, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA. Please limit submissions to 400 words or less. They may be edited for length and clarity. End of note. End of the section. Instant Messages.